Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is standing by with our national news. But it's time now for some laughter and some crazy fun here at Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Reverend Adnoid in for Deacon Def Jam.
We have a difference here today.
Uh-oh.
You can tell by the heavy breathing that Def Jam is not here. That breathing that you're hearing is coming from my brother, who is a pastor himself at a very, very, very small congregation.
Oh, it's small.
Oh, it's super small. Ain't nobody sitting through this. Ladies and gentlemen, to handle church complaints, my oldest brother, Reverend Adnor. Go ahead, Reverend.
Good morning, everybody. These are today's church announcements and church complaints.
We're looking at your neck.
That's on Zoom.
On the damn Zoom.
That's where it's all coming from.
About this?
That's why it's up there, because that's where it's
Yeah, we can see that.
Here we go. All right. This is our second time booking them on the Zoom show that we do, Zoom church show that we do. And the Blurred Vision Boys from Alabama has canceled their second engagement because they could not find their way here. So the Blurred Vision Boys of Alabama, what would you like to do with them? Would you like to book them again?
I'm trying to figure out how the hell they can't find their way again. I've had the five blind boys of Alabama for 20 straight years in a row show up. Now we got the Blurred Vision Boys of Zoom, and they can't find their way to this church. I do not understand. 25 years, the five blind boys from Alabama were on time.
No problem.
Every year.
No problem.
We've had Stevie Wonder come in and play synthesizer for him. We've had Jose Feliciano playing folk guitar for him before. We even had a track from Ray Charles.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I'll be damned, the Blind Vision Boys. See, these young ass boys ain't gonna know how to make it in gospel music. All of them in their 20s.
You might be right about that. You might be right about that. Well, Sister Sarah would like to know, would you like to lay hands on her baby? Her baby looks like he needs a nap. Would you like to come over and bless her baby? He looks like he needs a nap. The baby looks very tired. Are you willing to go over there and lay hands on the baby and bless him? He looks tired.
I've seen the baby, and she bought him to church, and I had a very special Benjamin Butts prayer for him.
Benjamin Butts.
Because, Lord, that baby look old. And I think it's more than a nap this baby needs. Now, Reverend, I ain't going to lie to you, Adnoid. I know you, my older brother. You've seen this baby, Lord have mercy.
I've seen the baby. This baby looks so tired. I mean, this baby looks like it's working an 8-hour shift, and this baby is just tired. This is a tired
baby. I mean,
baby.
I'll tell you what, now, when I saw him, he looked like an exhausted E.T.
An exhausted E.T.?
He looked like he had been pedaling that bike all around the world.
This baby looks so damn tired. I mean, this baby makes you tired by looking at this baby. That's how tired.
You own to something there, Adnoid. I yawned 3 times. Right, just looking at him. While I was praying the E.T. prayer over.
E.T. prayer.
Okay. Okay, we have a group in the church called White Wives Matter. White Wives Matter, and they're complaining that none of the sisters in the church will eat their collard greens. Is there anything you can do for the women of the church called White Wives Matter? Their greens are still there. Nobody wants to touch them.
I've told Cindy. I had Becky in the office. I had Mary Ann in there and Elizabeth. And I've explained to them, stop trying to fit in with cooking. Come in and try tutoring. But please stop cooking for these black folks. Because white wives will never matter. You, first of all, you ain't got an ounce of meat in these greens. And you've seasoned it with Dash, a salt-free substitute. You've ruined, I can't tell you how many bunches of greens. And you don't cook them long enough. You got these greens in here tasting like kale.
It's crunchy.
Now, I'm going to have one more talk with the White Wives Matter organization and see if I can't get them to do, you know. Come on, you know, come to the church and, you know, do pottery. You know, do some yard work. Be good at that. You got your bonnets and everything. Don't come in here cooking for black folk. It's not going to work.
We would also like you to say a prayer for Deacon
Coupon
Carl,
clipping
Deacon
is another thing y'all really good at.
You're right.
Coupon
you're good
clipping.
At that.
Go ahead, Ed. No, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Deacon Carl Jenkins was stuck over the weekend in a pair of skinny jeans, and he had to be rushed to Grady Hospital. We want to know if you would be willing to say a prayer for him.
No, we're not.
Cut up all his circulation.
I'm just going to tell you that. No, we're not.
Pastor, what?
I told Carl when we was at church softball game last week, and he had a nice ball out in the center field, and it was in the gap. And he never made it to first base. They threw him out from the outfield. Picked up the ball on the warning track and threw his ass out at first base. Because them damn skinny jeans, he couldn't get no stride. How you hit one in the gap? They pick a softball up from the warning track, relay it to second base, and they get your ass out at first base.
He can't get no stride in skinny jeans.
They too tight.
He was down there running like one of the white wives.
A mess.
Okay, you know that there's a shortage on gas. There's a shortage on gas. There's also a shortage on communion wine. But we have found a good sale on Yoo-Hoo drinks. Would you be willing to use Yoo-Hoo drinks as communion for next Sunday communion? Because we're out of wine. We do have Yoo-Hoo.
If we're going to have to, then we're going to have to. But speaking of Yoo-Hoo and shortages, I wanted to say happy birthday to Deacon Def Jam, since we're talking about shortages.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Motown and Reverend Adenoid, the brothers right there with church complaints. Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment and national news right after this. Amen.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.